Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I now realize how old I am. I'm cantankerous. I'm grumpy.
Yeah.
But I'm also elderly, apparently, because a very exciting thing happened at our house. We've been struggling. What? I haven't talked about this publicly, but as a family, we've been kind of struggling.
Like financially?
No, just our vacuum stopped working, and it's like the dirt's been piling up everywhere, and it's been just horrible. And then it not only did it stop working, then like the button broke off of it, so you kind of cut your finger when you do the little trigger thing.
There's nothing worse than having your vacuum suck. Am I right?
Yeah.
I think I want to leave this conversation.
Because then you're like, wait, does it suck?
Or does it suck?
Does it suck? My vacuum sucks.
You guys, you've seen the video of the hatch-wielding news guy, right? No?
Hatchet?
Hatchet wielding, yeah.
Hatch is a place in New Mexico.
Whatever.
It's Hatch, New Mexico, where the best green chilies are born.
No. But he was
okay. Hatchet?
You just reminded me of him. That's all.
You know what I reminded me of? I want everyone to understand this. This is what you're going to get today. This is about...
This is as good as it gets.
The hatch wielding. You know what it reminded me of? Whatever. What did I say? That was like the hatch wielding. Because I was thinking of the frogs or whatever.
The
or
frogs.
The dudes calling each other. That whole Budweiser campaign.
What's up? The frogs were the Bud.
Oh, Budweiser. Yeah. What's up was different.
That's the Scream guy. Love him.
Who?
The Scream guy. The mask. Because they made... No?
They parodied that in Scary Movie.
Yeah.
They redid. They made fun of the commercials in...
Oh, the commercials came first?
The commercials came first, yeah.
I didn't know that.
So, about an hour ago, we were talking about how TX vacuum sucks.
Yeah, and so...
This show sucks.
We finally...
I will agree. If you're one of those angry texters, go ahead. 51059, say how bad we suck, and I will concur immediately.
They make some good points. The bad thing about like a vacuum, I think, is because... They're kind of expensive.
Does it bother you that I've just been playing a vacuum sound effect?
It's like from downstairs.
No, I'm literally playing the sound effect underneath.
It's just this. Hot air. Can't tell the difference. Which is which? Which is T-Hack? Which is the sound effect? So the vacuum gets kind of expensive, and it's like, it's not a fun purchase, you know? It's not like an exciting... Now I feel like you're trying to sabotage me.
I swear to God, from this moment forward, two things are going to happen.
Okay.
I am going to give you my undivided attention.
Okay.
After right. I make one quick disclaimer, swear to you, we are not stone drunk. We're cooked. There's not a lot.
Not baked.
No, we're just like, there's just been a lot going on. And I think we're all just at our emotional like end.
Wind's end,
so
yeah.
Now we're just literally like,
yeah. Just,
ka-dunk. Just
that, no one's here.
Okay. All right. There was more to my story.
We had a
okay. Swear
we're
to God.
Ready. We're ready.
I'm gonna play no sound effects. I'm just going to listen to you.
Someone's gonna have to clean that up.
Okay.
Well, we can't use the vacuum.
Your vacuum, see here's I was listening. Your vacuum doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the switch is so bad you get hurt when you turn it on.
Yeah. Okay. Kind of cut your finger. And it's not a fun, exciting purchase to spend a bunch of money on a vacuum.
Oh, do you have a Dyson?
We did have a Dyson for a long, long time. We had like the
they're
cordless
so
one.
Good, but when they start to suck, you're like, that's a $600 or like exactly. It's a ridiculous
it's so
amount
nice
of
at
vacuum.
First, but then it's
and
not
we
worth
were
it.
Fortunate enough, my in-laws gifted it to us many okay. years ago, so that it was we didn't have to pay for it. And then so even more, like we don't want to now have to pay for a vacuum, but we gotcha. Finally broke down and we were talking about we need the wireless one or cordless one because it like pops off. You can do the quick.
Yeah,
it's so nice. If the kids so nice. Like drop Cheerios or whatever, you just yes. like go straight. And you're all hardwood on your main level, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So that are. Like, God, so we need I'm telling that. You that Dyson one is perfect. But it's like the Dyson Animal or whatever stick. But it's like $400 or $500, even at Costco.
I know. So, and then we're debating, like, do we want a corded vacuum? Because our upstairs is all, that's where all the carpet is. We have some rugs downstairs. But so we do we get both? Now we got to get two vacuums. But the corded one is just has it's got the power. There's
it is better the power. Battery. And then you don't have to stop. Like, sometimes the battery mm-hmm. starts to go and you're like, I just have to do two more chairs, and you're like,
Yeah.
Okay.
So we finally broke down. We got at least, I don't know, she ordered, I don't know how many vacuums she ordered, actually. But one got delivered,
what?
And it was really a
whoa.
Was
really,
she just decided to taste test them?
Yes.
You just got a stack of vacuums.
I don't know. But they came, okay. like, instantly now. I don't know.
Okay, yeah,
Amazon
is just like.
So we got a corded vacuum. We're going backwards now, technology-wise.
Okay, no, but that's fine.
So today, I got it out of the box, and I put it all together for her. And she was so excited. We both, and I was too, like we both kind of ran up the stairs, like, try it out. We're now all excited. And it works really great. And then the part where I knew I'm already like, this is, I'm too old. I should not be enjoying this as much as I am. But then now we're so excited because we're like, we could just leave this vacuum upstairs. That's where all the carpet is. We don't have to carry it back yeah. and forth. We can just leave it. And I go, in the kid's bathroom, there's a laundry closet. We can stick the vacuum in there. I wonder if it'll fit. And she's like, I don't know if it'll fit. And we're getting so excited. We're open the door. And
we
put the vacuum in. It barely fits. And, oh. and her and I literally like hug.
But it
and,
does fit.
It does fit. And we oh. shut the door and then we hugged. And it was like, I'm 100 years old. This is stupid. What happened? Kind of sums it up.
This show sucks.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.